brought to you by Penguin.
Release the Beast, a drag queen's guide to life. Written and read by me, Bimini Bamboolash. Introduction, not a joke, just a fact. Bimini Bomb book author, you better bloody believe it, babes. If you've got this and you've started listening, you probably already know who I am. Or maybe you're just a pervert with a hots for the bad bitch on the cover. You might have sat front row at one of my drag performances at the Glory in the early days, or watched me being crowned Missing the Pink, or more likely, you saw me strutting down the catwalk on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 2, dressed as a slutty Norwich City football player, in a suit covered in acne, or in the guise of an amoeba. Never say I don't have range. This book is an absolute don't wake me if I'm dreaming moment for me. I realised after being on a mainstream TV show that it was crucial for me to use my new platform to speak up and shine light on topics and political issues that were really important to me, both inside and outside of the LGBTQ plus community. Now, here I am, a couple of months later, with a book deal from Penguin Books, pinch me, and the incredible opportunity to write something that I wish I'd had my hands on growing up as a confused, gender non-conforming, queer kid in a small English seaside town. Self-help books don't usually cater for people like me. They're usually written with a certain reader in mind, and that reader ain't queer, non-binary, or working class. They're also very prescriptive. Stick to this diet, order your pants drawing this way, fit into this book and people will love you. I've written this book as an antidote to all that. Think of it as an anti-self-help book, a radical and affirming self-love manifesto based on 10 transformative life lessons that I have learned through the art of drag. My aim with this book is to encourage the celebration of nonconformity in all of its senses, to give you the confidence to flip order and convention on their heads in your own life and teach you how to live outside of society's definition of normal, whatever the fuck that is. Ultimately, if you feel like you don't fit in, this book has been written to empower you and encourage you to always be kind to yourself, no matter what. So that's why I wrote it, in the hope that this book opens up the minds of readers across the gender spectrum, inspires kindness and helps any queers out there, young and old, who are struggling with their identity. Drag gave me the confidence to get up on stage, perform and do the things that I'd always dreamed of doing. It was an empowering gateway into the exploration of my own gender identity. Hopefully, the valuable lessons I have learned from drag over the years will help everyone listening to or reading this book to live the life they want to lead, no matter who they are. Nothing is out of reach. After coming out as non-binary on TV in an open and light-hearted conversation with UK drag legend Ginny Lemon about gender and non-conformity, I was overwhelmed and inspired by the support and kindness in the responses online and in the media. Topics like this very rarely receive any kind of thoughtful coverage in the mainstream media. We had managed to break through the system just a little bit and shatter some of the misconceptions about being non-binary and gender non-conforming, and even inspired some people to come out to their friends and family. Incredible. Release the Beast is my way of sharing the joy, power and strength that is to be found in not conforming, in the broader sense possible. The life-changing magic of dragging up is very real and it's for everyone. In what follows, I share stories from my own life and personal struggles with gender and identity, as well as the stories of many of the wonderful non-conformist, convention-breaking icons that have inspired and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?